Chris Schultz, how are you?
Kia ora, Catherine. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. AMC Plus. Don't tell me we've got another platform.
Open your wallet up again, Catherine. Yes, we have another streaming service. This was a bit of a sneaky announcement last weekend. I don't think many of us saw this coming. Most of us predicted HBO Plus or Paramount Plus, which are rumoured to be arriving in New Zealand soon in the next year or two. Might be the next cab off the rank, but... AMC Plus, if you don't know, AMC is the American cable channel behind some of the biggest shows of the last 10 years. We're talking Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, and of course The Walking Dead, which is one of the biggest hits ever, I think, the zombie show. None of those shows are actually on the streaming service. I think that's because they're tied up in rights. They got sold to other streamers before AMC arrived here. They'll probably pick those up when those contracts run out. But yeah, AMC, it's $9.99 a month. I gave it a good thorough going over the weekend, and it's a little bit janky. It's got some teething issues. There aren't apps yet that fit with any of the products I use to watch TV on at home, my smart TV or my PlayStation. So I had to watch it on my laptop, and it crashed 3 times on me. So a few issues there. Content-wise, too, it is missing some of those key AMC shows. It does have all of Mad Men. But I think what it does have, and we're going to see more of this soon, too, with so many streamers around, is that it kind of amalgamates two other streamers. So if you've got Acorn, which is the British streaming service, it's got a lot of Britcoms on there and drama shows, or if you've got Shudder, the horror streaming service. If you've got either of those, it might be worth swapping to get AMC, so you get AMC plus those other packages. With so many there's too many streaming services right now. I think we're going to see more of this in the future. None of us can afford to just constantly set up all these accounts and switch between them or have them all going and use them all. There's too many. There's too much content. But when it comes to content, AMC's got a couple of big shows. I sat there last night and I watched Interview with the Vampire. This is, of course, the TV remake of the Anne Rice novel and the 90s film infamously starring Tom Cruise. I kind of loved it because I love watching any show that has a journalist in it just to see how wrong they get. The industry I work in, and they do get it wrong here. It's massively over the top, and a journalist who is interviewing this vampire for his life story is just a bit ridiculous. It's the cartoon version of journalism, but it's a noir-y gothic, quite kind of grisly show. I kind of loved it. I think I'll watch more. And the other show, which you probably want to check out, is Dark Winds, which currently has a 100% review rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a 70s cop detective show set in a Navajo desert, and based on the first episode, it's really, really good. I'm definitely going back to check that out. It might be worth setting up your free week for AMC Plus just to check those two shows out.
Is it one though that you can cancel, or is it one that once you've signed up, good luck trying to cancel?
Oh, absolutely. No, you can cancel it whenever you want to.
Okay. Now, Dahmer, Monster, the Jeffrey Dahmer story is on Netflix. I'm wondering, can we tolerate yet another story on such a gross serial killer? And if so, how is this one different?
Apparently we can, Catherine. I can't help but worry about the state of the world when the top show on Netflix for the past 10 days, and apparently breaking a lot of records, viewing records for Netflix, it's based on a serial killer from the 80s who I think killed 17 people over 13 years. This is from Ryan Murphy. If you know Ryan Murphy's style, you probably know what you're in for. He is a prolific TV creator. He's made a lot of the content we've watched recently. American Horror Story, American Crime Story, Glee. You remember Glee?
Yes.
Yeah.
What's particularly gross, it's hard to have a hierarchy of serial killers, but was the cannibalism involved here as well? So, you know, it's just all round pretty awful for everyone involved. So how does he come at it that's made it so compelling?
Depends on your take on that, Catherine. He shows everything. This is not a subtle show. This is going to hit you over the head with bone sores and blood-stained mattresses and just...
So is it documentary style? Is it, or is it docudrama style?
No, it's very much a drama. I think this would have benefited from a lot more footage from around the time. You know, a lot of shows like this, they incorporate, you know, 80s news footage. It's pretty easy to do. It's all there. They don't do that so much. There's a little bit of it, but not really. It is sticking to the facts. It is telling that story, but it's telling them in just the grisliest detail. My wife bowed out after one and a bit episodes, and I don't blame her. I'm not sure that I can go back after the two I've seen. It is R18. It is nasty, and it's not necessarily nasty in a classy way. It's just nasty for nasty's sake, and yeah, that's definitely off-putting. But what do I know? It's number one. It's a hit. We're going to get more of these.
Andor is on Disney Plus.
Yeah, this is a Star Wars show, and someone said to me the other day, life's better when you give up on Jedis and Hobbits and Targaryens and the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. And I kind of tend to agree with them. There's enough content out there right now that you don't need to engage with any of these long-running, massive franchises designed to just keep people hooked and coming back for more. Right now on Disney Plus, you can watch Reservation Dogs, the final season of Atlanta, and The Bear, like three of the best shows of the year. And you can have a great time, and you don't have to worry about any of these other massive shows that have been released. But the one caveat is that Andor is a Star Wars show, and it's quite good. This is pulling me back into it. My son and I are watching it at the moment. It is a more of an adult take on the Star Wars story. It's something we haven't seen before. You know, we've always had Ewoks and Baby Yodas and lightsabers filling these stories out, and this doesn't have any of that. There's not a lightsaber or a Jedi to be found. It's just a really compelling story with the Star Wars world as the backdrop, and it comes from Tony Gilroy. And I don't know if you remember the Bourne action movie franchises.
Yeah, of course. How could you not? How many of them were there?
Well, there were five, I think, and yeah. Tony Gilroy did four of them. And they were the best ones. And so he spent 3 years on this. He's a masterful action director. He's a really good writer, and it all comes through in this. The dialogue's fantastic. The acting's really, really good. And the story is just it's a story about a guy on the run. He gets involved in an accidental, he kills a couple of cops when he's sort of out on the street one night, and he has to go on the run. And that's pretty much the story, but it's the way it's told is just so vividly done. You know, they built all of these sets over the past 3 years. There's not anywhere near as much green screen as you see in most Star Wars shows. They actually built these sets. You can kind of see that, and it comes through. And that's just so important when in this day and age, when, you know, digital effects artists just kind of cover everything up in their antics. So yeah, I've seen three episodes. I absolutely love the story. My son's really into it as well. He's 12. He's probably like, this is an adult story. There are things in it that are a little bit gnarly, but he's fine with it. I think he's fine with it. I'm sitting there with him, and if your kids are around that age, I think it would be okay for them. But it's definitely an adult story rather than like The Mandalorian with Baby Yoda.
I think I was 12 and I was subjected to the Lizzie Borden Insane Asylum on Sunday theatres, which is wicked. And there was definitely The Birds around that time. It's an interesting age where you're actually up for being a bit terrified and a bit creeped out. But you're right, good to keep an eye on it all. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. And would you say that Disney Plus has got some of the... We're talking about how many platforms we have. Has it got some of the best stuff out there at the moment?
Oh, right now I would put... Yeah, I mean, my favourite shows are on there. Have you seen The Bear, Catherine?
No.
The Bear is just fantastic, and it's got nothing to do with anything else. It's just a really solid show set in a kitchen in Brooklyn. It's fast and furious and exactly how you feel like a kitchen might feel. Atlanta's last season, it's back on form. It's just so good. I cannot recommend that show highly enough. Every episode's just a random, weird story. It could be a dream sequence. They go off in so many different areas, and it all works. And yeah, then Reservation Dogs, which comes from Taika Waititi, I think he executive produced it. But it's just, it's kind of like Atlanta. It can go anywhere. And that shows that, they've got nothing to do with these huge IP things, but they just surprise and entertain and delight me every single time I watch them.
The Patient's another one. Just in a few seconds, what's that?
That is, we talked about that a month or so ago. That's Steve Carell stuck in a basement being a therapist to a serial killer.
again. Hey, thanks. Always appreciate it. Chris Schultz with what he has been viewing.